And now this is a dictation for Carolyn, C-A-R-O-L-Y-N, Groh, G-R-O-H, October 11, 48, addresses a letter to Katherine, K-A-T-H-E-R-I-N-E, Watson, W-A-T-S-O-N-N-P, 810-275-0307. Dear Mrs. Watson, follow up for Mrs. Groh, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, last visit, October. 3-vessel coronary artery bypass done, late January, Bay City. Was having some cardiovascular symptoms. Cardiac cath was done. Multiple severe abnormalities. Was transferred urgently to the hospital. Spent there for apparently 7 days. No complication. There was question complications of right-sided tinnitus and decreased hearing. Have seen ENT. They only advise a hearing aid. They apparently did not require any imaging of CT scan on MRIs. The left ear was not affected. Surgical wound has healed completely. He denies complications of a stroke, heart attack, gastrointestinal bleeding, blood transfusion, the event thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, pneumonia, sepsis. Next paragraph, presently no vomiting, dysphagia. Constipation every 2 days, no bleeding, urine without infection, cloudiness or blood. Stable edema lower extremities, pale vein donor right-sided, successful vein donor left-sided. Trying to do low salt, denies abdominal pain, denies chest pain, palpitation or dyspnea, denies orthopnea PND. She's doing cardiac rehabilitation, blood pressure at home, 120s, 130s over 70s. In the rehabilitation, similar numbers. Other review system is positive for some kind of a breast mass on the right side. To see Dr. Elliott, E-L-L-I-O-T-T, in the next few days. Next paragraph, medication list review. I will highlight the low pressure, otherwise Lipitor, aspirin. Plavix was already discontinued. Next paragraph, today blood pressure 150/470 on the left, 150/268 on the right, weight 151, alert oriented 93, no respiratory distress, breast sound decreased on the right side, it could be from the bypass surgery, otherwise clear, no consolidation, pleural effusion, no arrhythmia, no pericardial wrap, no abdominal tenderness, no ascites, 2+ edema above the ankle, no cellulitis, no focal neurological deficit. Next paragraph. Most recent chemistry is creatinine 1.1. She's been between 1.1 and 1.3. Present GFR 53, stage 3. Normal sodium, potassium, acid base, normal calcium, albumin, chronic elevation of the bilirubin 2.8, other liver function tests not elevated. She's been told about fatty liver. There is normal iron ferritin level with low iron saturation, normal B12 folic acid, normal white blood cell, chronically low platelets, presently 128, and anemia 11, known to have enlargement of the spleen. This was documented June 2021 when a kidney ultrasound, 9.8 on the right, 9.7 on the left without obstruction, incidental finding of large spleen at 16.6. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. PKD stage 3, stable over time, no progression, no symptoms, no dialysis. Next number, blood pressure is running in the high side in the office, but this needs to be checked at home. She mentioned 120s, 130s. At this moment, no indication to change of medications. Remains on beta blockers given the coronary artery bypass. Takes no other blood pressure medications. Importance of physical activity, salt restriction, continued rehabilitation for the heart. Next number, reported fatty liver, elevated bilirubin, enlargement of the spleen, chronic anemia, thrombocytopenia, and recently some streaks of blood in the stools with the blood with the stools itself looking normal color, no melena. This all might be related. Question if she has cirrhosis and complications related to that. Next number, status post 3-vessel coronary artery bypass without major complications. All issues discussed with the patient, come back on the next 6 to 9 months